Preparations for the upcoming ICASA conference are at an advanced stage now. The main venue, which is the Harare International Conference Center, is going through a facelift at the moment. We have a team that's there 24/7. They're in the process of revamping the whole place. So I would say when I'm looking at the preparations overall, we are at 98%. And when we go on to the program, the whole ICASA program, all the presenters have confirmed coming. We actually have an overflow because there were some where we were coming up with Plan B, thinking that some might not be able to come. So we had the Plan B and the Plan A both confirming. So we are actually oversubscribed.
What hurdles have you been facing?
People know that ICASA is a biennial conference. It's awarded to countries to plan for over a period of 2 years. But for Zimbabwe, we only had 4 months. So that in itself became a hurdle where we needed really to ensure that we put up everyone together. We had received cabinet authority to say the government of Zimbabwe was going to support that. And with the resources that are required, there was that challenge that we initially had where the resources were not there. But because everybody came together and worked together, government eventually availed the resources that were required.
How many people are you expecting to attend this conference?
Looking at the numbers of people who have registered, local delegates, we are not expecting anything less than 5,000.